My tools, believe me.
Yeah. So I don't leave home without them. American Express card, I leave home. The tools I take, you know. So I have my wrenches and stuff underneath my seat, and they drove me back up in here. I told my wife, I said, I don't like this. I've been born and raised in the city in Brooklyn, and, you know, Islam made me appreciate nature and everything else, but this too much nature for me, you know. And I told myself, I really don't know these guys. You know, I know Ibn Rashid, and I trust them, but I don't know these brothers. You know, and they sound good, but they got me back in the wood. We can't find our way out. So you remember what that tree looked like that was bent this way? Because, you know, y'all came in here. Y'all know how it is. You twine here, turn here, what's the name there? You know, and first time you come out here, and that power plant wasn't there. So you ain't had nothing to identify nothing with. But I watched a few trees and seen a few things. So I figured I'm my way back out if I have to do something to them. But alhamdulillah, we came here, and I first looked at the site, and they told me 130 point something acres. I couldn't even figure that out. You know, I'm in the skill and the trade, but acreage just wasn't something I was used to dealing with. That's 130 acres. 500,000, that seemed like a penny acre. Wow. I said, this is what we're looking for. Something, and then they start talking about the slavery and the stuff that's in the area, Civil War battles that were right across here on our land area. And I said, now, me and my wife both said, now, this sounds like something we need to get involved with. And then at night, we stayed out at night, we met Kadir's house, and stepped outside. And, you know, big buildings in the city and stuff, you can't see too much of the sky like you would like to. And we stepped out, I looked up, it was like you could reach up and say, give me that star there. Give me that one there, you know. I said, wow. So actually, it had an effect on me and my wife. You know, we just felt looking at each other made us feel love for each other looking in the area. You know what I'm saying? Wow, this is special. It then renewed something in us coming down here. So I said, alhamdulillah. I said, well, we'll work to get this done. And with Dr. James Rashid and others, right away, we just started putting it together. And I told him, I said, we're not going to pay no $500,000, knowing the economy and what was going on. I said, we're going to try for $190,000, and the maximum we'll pay is $225,000. And alhamdulillah, we paid $225,000, you know. And we did it by going to the community people who knew us. I wasn't imam or nobody like that, and still don't really see myself like that. Just a good brother trying to work and help and set assignment and get things done. It ain't going to take no mess. That's just the way it is, you know. Because I'm a plumber, I move mess. I mean it like that. I don't mean, you know, stuff don't get in my way. Yeah. Anyway, when we were moving the mess, you know, we went on and did this by going to friends in the community that knew us, knew our work, trusted us, and knew what we needed to do. And I said, well, let's put a corporation together. Kind of family corporation and sell the shares within house, closed share corporation. And we did that, we raised X amount of money. And then when we were short, Dr. James Rashid, who I love very, very much, this is a brother, been in the community a long time. He's our chef, to cook the food. Dr. Bia. Yeah, with his helpers, but he's the cook, you know, alhamdulillah. And myself and him became very, very close, and he was appreciative of my skills and efforts on business and how to do things. And we put up the rest of the money to close the deal. We took back a mortgage. We really didn't want to, but we did. But alhamdulillah, this is the property. It's our property. It belongs to you all. We didn't need this for ourselves personally. It belongs to us. Our intent is to do many things down here in this area. We've been successful so far with this new facility that you're in now. Still to be completed, but it's an addition. The existing buildings that you were staying in, those who were staying here, we're here on the property. It was a initially designed out of a group out of California for a wayward home for children out of Richmond. Economic times, they had a lot of government grants that fell through, so they had to give the property up. But it has great potential for great development, and we want to make it available to you all at great rates to utilize for the many activities, sisters' meetings and brothers' meetings, and just brainstorming. It's an environment that you can see allows clear brainstorming without interference. We're looking forward to you all telling us what else we need to do and willing to work with us to get it done. And we apologize if there's been any inconvenience at all. We apologize and ask for God to forgive us for any mistakes we made. It wasn't intentionally, and that you forgive us, you know, and that we appreciate the imam for the first time was able to come here. And that means a lot to the efforts of all the workers and everybody who put this together. All these brothers, I can't name all of them, you know. One of them I'm not going to name at all because if he don't finish this, he's going to have a problem. But we really appreciate just the Imam being here. And, you know, we just appreciate and love the Imam very, very much. And we show that by our works. You know, we just work, you know, and try to do what needs to be done before he even say it, you know, and just get it done. And there's a lot here he just said, and I'm rushing back to go to work on it. You know, that's what I'm doing, rushing back to get back to New York and do more work. And I'm thankful to our convener, Imam Plim, and his great leadership, good leadership. He's a good man, good brother. You know what I mean? And he's sincere and he loves the Imam. You know, and we need to just give more support. And the best support is just go and work. If you see something that you think need to be done, we ain't doing it, then you do it. You know, I mean, that's where it is, you know. I mean, you know, I see something need to be done, and I go and do it. You know, and take the risk. I might be doing something wrong. You know, and if you say, hey, it's wrong, Pasha, say, okay, I'm sorry, didn't mean it. What else you going to do? You know, I had good intentions, you know, I did it wrong. Apologize, you know, and keep moving, you know, but at least do something. You know, and for me, you know, nothing worse than y'all talk too much for me. I really do. You know, I just can't, you know, I know you got a habit, but you just talk too much. You know, and always explaining something, ain't doing nothing. You know, it's something got to be shown. Like the Imam said, you got to show something. And it's more easy than talking it. I mean, but you plan it. I ain't talking about plan and what have you, but simple votes and simple issues can be, yes, okay, bam. Common sense, yes, do it, yeah, okay, go, bam. You know, all this science stuff, you know, we got to chill out a little bit on that. And really just get the science of work, laying the blocks, you know, and just go to work, you know. Yeah, science of work, you know, just get the work done, you know. It's no big deal, $100, you know, 50 cents a week, you know. Big issue on this thing, you know. And Imam Plim and the Shura, we trust it. We ain't did nothing that not earn your trust. We've been trusted by the Imam. He entrusted us, and we haven't did anything to earn your not your trust. There's nothing been done there by those members of ZEC, members say that you can't trust us, you know. So trust us and to do what is right to support the leadership, and that's what we're doing. So inshallah, you know, it's 130 acres. We enjoy it. Whatever ideas, anything you want to do, it's ours. And we just appreciate the workers, brothers who've been working here with me for the whole 2 weeks straight. We're getting the hours sleep in between. And the night of power, we was up here kicking it to make this thing as best available for you as power that we could. And sure enough, I told him, I said, man, we got the night of power, right? I said, all the nights of powers I attend, this one here is powerful. We was here working, Quran playing, and we just was kicking it. You know what I mean? I mean, it was prayer in action. Yeah, prayer in action. So I know it came down. I see it. Yeah, it came down because we were up. All right, bro. I don't do a lot, you know. Yeah, that was a blessing. You got to be here to feel that one, man. You know, hammering and this one taping and this one moving. Move faster. Let's go. You know, the logic of the conclusion. Why are you doing that when you're supposed to do this? You know, you got to talk about. I was on it, boss. I said, man, didn't I tell you to do this first? What's your problem? You know, I was on them. You know, they tell you what I'm on it. Yeah, I told them. I said, now I told you to do this. Why are you in the corner? You know, don't move that thing, man. Well, hey, man, don't email me, but I'm the plumber, man. Get the job done. You know, here, obey the instructions. That's all, you know. Oh, get off the site. I ain't got time for you, you know. I strike them out, you know. So, alhamdulillah. We appreciate that. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I just want to say again, because I wanted to really do something about it. We need a select group of people who are most resourceful up here. And have some professional skills to meet occasionally, more than once a year, to just what you do, just we said, brainstorm. Put the problems of the community, the needs of the community, and where we want to go take our community on the table, and let us put our heads together. And this can't be just imams. It shouldn't be called an imams meeting. It should be a meeting of the community leadership, leaders. A meeting of the community leaders, the outstanding contributors, resourceful people, and outstanding contributors in our community. It should be a meeting of those people. They can be from business everywhere. And we should come together, select a few of them. You select your representative from the different areas to send to this meeting, your representative. And this is a good spot for us to meet four times a year. We should at least meet four times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one other thing, the youth is our future, and they're developing quite well with the good assistance and guidance coming from Imam Pleman Til Alameen. We're getting good results for our youth. They're coming together in a beautiful way. And I would suggest, Brother Imam Pleman, that we take advantage of this facility at least once or twice a year and have the youth come here and have the planning committee for the youth come here to plan their life and their future, right, with your overseeing thing.
Takbir, takbir, takbir. Okie dokie, you heard it. Assalamu alaikum. I do have to go. I got to get on. I got to drive back. So inshallah, we pray Allah that everybody gets home safe, and that anything we can do, you know, in New York, there we're available. You know, we just want to help. And so, you know, but be serious about the help. And whatever you do in New York, don't come up there threatening me, because you ain't going to get nothing. You know, I'm talking to you here. Threatening me going to get you in a whole lot of trouble. You know, because, you know, I told you, it made me, ma'am, and I still got another side that don't take kind of threats. You know, so if you want something, you want to work, make intelligent sense, I'll be glad to do it. But you're threatening me that you ain't going to, you're going to get me dismissed as E, ma'am. Can't work. So,
what you going to say? Okay, a couple other things, and we're headed toward wrapping up here. You wanted to mention about the CPC in Baltimore. Is that all right? I had to get permission from Brother David Mason. Yeah, so come on. You want to?
Thanks.
So all those are the people you have to pay, Ezekiel? Yeah. Usually people don't move that fast. they heard you were leaving. They heard you were leaving. And they,
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. I want to thank you, brother, man, really for sharing this with us. It's been very powerful. May Allah continue to bless all of us and inviting me here. I appreciate that from Brother Vernon. Next Saturday on the 23rd, we're having the Northeast Region and Mid-Atlantic Region CPC Conference hosted on the Flyer States by Imam Warf D. Muhammad. We've worked very hard on this to come up with some very good workshops that will empower us financially and give us a good concept. And Imam Warf D. Muhammad is going to give us, I'm pretty sure, the best workshop, and it's going to help us to really understand this phenomenon. We are very excited about it, you know, as an imam and as a business person myself, how we have been able to put the logic that Imam W.D. Muhammad has given us into a format, you know, and so we hope that all of you come out to support this effort, you know, come out. There's a $30 charge for this. That includes the meal, registration. We kept it at minimum. It's not a profit-making venture. It's more information and inspiring us to get a part of the effort of Imam Warf D. Muhammad to help us become more independent and to pay off our masjids, you know, and to construct schools, et cetera. So we are very, very excited, very honored that you consented to let us pull this off in Baltimore. We've worked very hard together with Brother David Hassan, Brother Rafa. We've been calling about every other day, every hour sometimes, to be sure it's the way that Imam Warf D. Muhammad wants this to happen. So we pray to Allah that all of you will come out and be a part of this. Inshallah, we'll see you in Baltimore next week. Everybody has to pay. This is our show on this. So please come out and be a part of this. Thank you very much once again. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And the okay. Okay. And this week, the representatives will be in Baltimore, I believe, Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah. For Tuesday, they're going to be visiting some training from the Marlowe company that's assisting us and working with us in this effort. And more will be explained on this next Saturday. It'll be a much more lucid picture about what is happening with this effort. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. we have been continuing with the dawah effort in terms of the Muslim Journal. Imam Harisuddin, make a quick presentation on that as we head toward wrapping up here. So Imam Harisuddin Muhammad from Jackson, Mississippi, who's the Southern convener, has been working with Imam Omar Shahid on the Muslim Journal effort.
As-salamu alaykum. Of God's name, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. I wrote some notes because I get kind of loquacious if I don't. I'm very grateful to have been invited here. I've been wanting to come to these meetings since y'all been having them, because I know how you eat here. So I thank you, Imam Muhammad, for allowing me and the brothers here. Someone, getting to our point, though, someone said that Christians are men without religion, and Islam is a religion without men. And we know that in the history of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was an orphan, and that it was tradition at that time that people would come from the desert, women would come from the desert, and take babies back to nurture them. And he was overlooked because nobody saw him with a lot of potential. He was orphaned and had the money to pay, and it's a profit-making thing. And I see us as a community in kind of a similar situation, in that we don't look very attractive to a lot of people. But like our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we found out that baby, which was the last to go, turned out to be the most profitable of all the babies, not just that time, but in all the times. You see, so I'm saying all that to say that we had made a commitment to in Chicago for the Muslim Journal and to increase the dawah. And I just really want to remind the imams here and remind myself of that commitment, because even though in the eyes of many, and maybe some of us here can't see the potential in this baby, but there's a lot of potential. And there's a big payoff for those of us who invest in this relationship. So I'm hoping that we will take from this meeting, because a lot of times we have these meetings, we get drunk on all that Imam gives us, and then go back home and have a hangover and do nothing, you know. So we want to take this and at least take one thing out of the meeting and go back and at least implement that. You know, I like Imam Baja. I like Ezekiel Baja because he's an action kind of oriented person, and that's I think that's more important sometimes than what we say. But anyway, let us take the Muslim Journal and try to work and encourage others to work to increase that. Let us invite the people to this religion. Imam has given us we had an excellent agenda this weekend that will help us to do that. We can't make people come into the religion. But if we present the Quran and the life example of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a manner that he presents it to us, then they got good sense. Americans are smart people. They didn't get to be the leader of the world being dumb. So they are attracted to goodness and good sense. And the problem has been us in our presentation and lack of following our leader in a manner that we should follow him. Lastly, I'd be remiss if I didn't invite you to Jackson on February the 6th and 7th, when Imam Muhammad is scheduled to be there, inshallah, he'll be there to be with us. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, a couple of last little things. The Clyde Rahman, I'm going to try to do this where I don't have to do it again, but I know it's not going to satisfy completely, but he showed me his envelope. His envelope was mailed on January 4th, right? So it means he probably got it January 7th. But he was visiting with people down in Mississippi, Knoxville, Tennessee. Somebody had passed or somebody was sick? Okay. And on his way back, he got caught in a snowstorm. So he didn't receive the letter until January 13th. And I used to be in communication with Clyde all the time, but Now that since he's a young father again, he doesn't have time for me, so. Yeah. So he's sort of forgotten the relationship that we have, that he's forgotten how I kid with him, so he took some of my kidding a little more seriously, you know. But they always say the people who joke the hardest don't like to be joked about, so so please sir, will you accept my public apology? Will you accept my public apology? Because I know you benefited from being here, and I know you enjoyed being here. And we want to say that we're glad you came. Okay. So, Imam Furqan, you still have some tapes of the Imam available? Pertaining to the tape. I'm trying to wrap up, though, Dan. We've got a schedule. Quickly, just say it from where you are there. That's it. Okay. All right. The I want to mention that the youth conference we had was very, very successful. Brother Safir Robb has been coordinating that, but it was put on by the shura, with the executive shura folk, and I'll tell you, Brother Imam, the young people came and they were shocked. They realized, they just thought they were coming to a meeting, but then they told me, they say, you got Yahya is here, Fahim is here, Kazim is here, Ezekiel Bacha and Yusuf and some other imams. All these imams are here for us. They really felt good. And they were trying to get for their keynote speaker. I couldn't figure out why they were trying to so hard. They were trying to get for the banquet keynote speaker, Imam Abdul Malik, but his schedule just wouldn't get him down there. And I kept trying to say, well, what about if he's not going to be able to make it? What about using Fahim? What about using it? And they kept insisting, and now finally they made me realize why they were insisting so hard, is that he's the only one that's under 35. He's in their age group. I hadn't even thought about it. I had not thought about it. That you what, 34? 33. Yeah, so we got a 35 and under. And, you know, he's been doing the old folks' work for so long, it hadn't registered on me that you're in that group. How many other people under 35 in here? Yeah. 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 So, and there's Imam Makram, Imam Khalil Abdullah. They're very active in that group, and we see a lot of strong promise there. And as we said, that we're trying to hand them the baton, but we want to make sure we run right to the edge, you know, where we're supposed to run, and then give them the baton, and we want them to get a firm grip of it. And so right now we got our handing the baton out, and they're reaching. Okay, so, and we remind them that most of us, yeah, don't let it fall to the ground. That's right. Catch it before it falls to the ground. Right. That's right. Yeah, we're gonna hold it until we fall. And that was the Allahu Akbar. Yeah, and that was the theme. That was the theme of our conference. A quote from the Imam. Imam said, say to our youth that this world and its responsibility is yours. That this world and its leadership is your inheritance. And you can get prepared to take over now while we are still competent and contributing. So that was the whole thing. You can get prepared to take over now while we are still competent and contributing. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so it was in four phases that the imams and I on the executive shura and the other imams, they presented where we are now and what our vision is, where we're trying to go. And then the third phrase, the young people presented to each other of what where they are now, what skills, what talents they have. And the fourth phase was, how are they going to plug in to our community to get to help us get to our vision, to help us to get to our destination, and plug in not just nationally, but plug in locally as well. So they left there. You should see it, because they left there saying they were going to get involved in their messenger right away. Yes, sir. Yes.
Not going to take over. Mm-hmm. But once they qualify to make real serious significant contributions to our efforts, they should be working side by side with you. So they're not only preparing themselves to organize and qualify for the future. They're also working to support our efforts.
Right. Yes, sir.
So we should have you working side by side with us to get the experience,
yeah,
to make their contribution, so that we get the benefit of their efforts now.
Right.
But later, they'll take our places.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So they are planning, they're organizing for a June conference, and the June conference will also be the place that they organize for the September convention. So they are looking for a place. They haven't decided on a place. So if any of you have a real strong desire to host the youth conference, you can get that information to Sophia Robb, and they're taking Shura on it. Real good group. And I just had to remind them, their conference came out in a plus and a profit, but they have phone bills that we had to try to teach them how to use their telephone. They were calling each other by three-way, and then the signal was getting real low, so somebody said, well, the National Sure, they use a conference call, so they had 11 people hooked up on conference call, and then when he got the bill, $600 bill was the first one, and they didn't get that one until after they had made three or four other calls, so we had to sort of tighten them up a little bit on that. Yeah, but they're a real great group, and we just need to let them get involved. Yeah, we need them to be involved. Okay. So the Coalition for Good Government is going to have a national conference in Washington, D.C. on April 17th and 18th, with Imam Muhammad being the special guest. Okay, so I'm about to wrap up. I really appreciate the sisters being here to really, it helps to civilize our meeting. When you say that, Imam Clyde Rahman? Yeah, see? So we really appreciate that. And we appreciate everyone who's traveled. We know that it's interesting here, when we had it here, when we made the traveler's prayer, everybody was in line. Everybody's a traveler here. Only maybe Brother James Rashid. Anybody else living here? Just basically you and maybe one or two other people. Yeah. So everybody was a traveler. But this is community property. And so we really have enjoyed being here. And Allah rewards us when we're together like this. The prophet said the hand of God is on the group. Yeah, so we've been rewarded. We're going to try to get a picture once we close out. We're going to try to get a picture with everybody Brother Johnny Hassan has a camera for the journal, and we're going to try to get a picture. Yes, Vernon.
My question is about the convention.
Yeah, the convention. Okay. Okay, the this year's convention, things have not been finalized, but we're doing everything we can to have it in Philadelphia. So we expect that it's going to be in Philadelphia. The main convention center was already booked, and that's what really is causing some of the problems. But I think they have come up with a place that will accommodate us. So hopefully we'll know very soon about where that is. So you should be thinking Philadelphia. If it is in Philadelphia, then we would expect that most of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast would be there. But we had such great success this past year in the satellite areas that we would think that we'll have good attendance in the other regions. And, in fact, you know, people in this area of North Carolina may decide to stay within the region. So we have to talk about that. But right now we're expecting that it would not be a problem for Mid-Atlantic and Northeast to come together, especially as far down as Washington, D.C., but probably into Virginia as well. So that's what we expect. The that's two of them. What was the third one? Yeah, year 2000. Yeah, we do have some reservations in Chicago for the convention. It's not so much problem of the year 2000 because we're dealing with Labor Day. The problem is that a lot of people now are having their conventions on these holiday weekends when they used to not. In the past, no one would want to be in Labor Day, but now they see the rates are better, so they are. So, but yeah, we do have reservations for the year 2000 in Chicago. That's what we're looking at. Okay, so we appreciate everybody who traveled. And yes, sir. Okay, so yeah, once we close out, those who are going to Lynchburg, there's a ride. We had originally said Maghreb, but one trip only. But we're going to close out now and give everybody an opportunity to get back. And we, as we said, we don't expect to eat tomorrow, but still we need to be in place if that is the case. So let's close out with Dua. O Allah, guide us among those whom you've guided aright. Preserve us among those whom you have preserved. Take us for friends among those whom you have befriended. Bless us in that which you have bestowed upon us. Guard us from the evil of that which you have allowed, for it is you who ordain, and none can ordain except you. And none is abused by you whom you befriend. There is no deity except you and you alone. You have no partner. Yours is the sovereignty. Yours is the praise. O Allah, illuminate our hearts, illuminate our minds, illuminate our eyes, relieve our minds, and make our worship easy for us. Give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the torment of the fire. Amen. As-salamu alaykum. Allahu Akbar.